I heard that people in the airport protested against Indira Gandhi, that give us rain. Yes, that is Vedic civilization idea. Why there is rain? No rain. The king should be responsible. One Brahmin lost his son. He immediately went to the king and asked him that the son has died before the death of the father. Why this irregularity? You are responsible. You see? The ideal is that king is representative of God. Because we are all sons of God. We have come here in this material world for our proper guidance. The king is responsible, the spiritual master is responsible, the father is responsible, the elderly persons are responsible. So because you told me that we have to work for other, that other is Krishna. If we utilize our intelligence for serving Krishna under the guidance of the king or the spiritual master, the father, then the society is perfect. That is ideal civilization. What is your opinion about this? How do you think this ideal?
I think it's. I wonder when it will come. Will it come on this level or when?
Immediately, provided you take to Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Immediately. It is not the question of when. Just like here is light, just in the back there is darkness. You can remain in the darkness and immediately come to the light. And from the light immediately can go to the darkness. So this darkness and light, they are existing, coexisting. It is my choice whether to remain in the darkness or in the light. That's my choice. As soon as you are in the darkness, there is no light. As soon as you are in light, there is no darkness. It is your choice. So this Krishna consciousness is light. And anything else, there is Maya. So we can accept either Maya or Krishna. If we take to Maya, then we spoil our energy and time. If you take to Krishna, we utilize your energy and time. Everything is there, ready. You haven't got to create. Everything is there. Just like night is there and day is there. You can keep yourself always in day. Do you know how to do it?
Keep going round, I suppose.
Yeah. Nowadays it is not difficult.
No.
Because
just like
I started from India at 11 o'clock, and I came here at 8:30. The sunlight was still there. So if you proceed still further towards western side, the night will not be able to come. So you can travel always in the light. You won't allow. It is an example.
Why do we choose the dark?
Huh?
Why do we all choose the dark? Why are we all in the dark, most of us?
Dark means without Krishna consciousness, darkness.
Yeah.
Yes, why do we usually choose the darkness?
And most people.
Due to bad association.
To?
Bad association.
Ah.
Therefore, our society is association. If we keep good association, then we don't touch the darkness. It is the association. There is a song, Satsanga chhari koinu asate bilas. Te karane lagilo mor karma bandho phas. Satsanga. Satsanga means association with the devotees. That is called satsanga. So, the one poet, Vaishnava poet, is regretting that I did not keep association with the devotees. And I wanted to enjoy life with the non-devotees. Therefore, I have been entangled in the fruitive activities. Karma bandha phas. Entanglement. Here in this material world, we act and the result is there. Again we enjoy the result and act, again another result. We act, another result, another. Because as soon as you act, there will be some result, good or bad. So good or bad, by good result we get good birth, good money, good bodily feature, good education, these are the effects of good work. And the effects of bad work, low-grade family, abominable, ugly bodily feature, no education, no money, poor. These are the two effects of material good and bad work. But those who are trying to be transcendental both to the good and bad one, devotees, they are perfect. Because in this material world, either you do good work or bad work, you have to suffer the material conditions. Just like you are, suppose you are an English man, you are well situated, but you cannot avoid the influence of the weather. That is not possible. Either you become rich man or poor man, and you have to undergo, get the light. Very sweet, yes. So, our position is that we are in this material world. George has sung that I am in the material world. Yes, that is a very sensible song. He's a good boy, realizing. Yes. So this material life is not good. Material life is not good in this sense because you have to change your body. Sometimes good birth, sometimes not good birth. Sometimes Englishman, sometimes caste. dogs. Because after death, you'll get a body that will be chosen not by you, but by the material nature. You'll create your body by your present activities, and nature will simply award you that body. So long we have got this material body, the four kinds of miserable condition, repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, you have to suffer. Therefore, this human life should be utilized in such a way that we do not become subject to these four tribulations, birth, death, old age and disease. That is perfect. But people are not given that chance. The modern education, modern civilization, they have no knowledge. They do not know that there is life after death. Although it is a simple fact, just like in our present existence, we have got past, present and future. Just like you are a young man, you had your past, you are a child or a boy. Now, that is past. Present, you are a young man. And in future, you are expecting to become old man. So, as you have got past, present and future, similarly, I am old man. I had my past life. Why not future? What is the reason to deny it? Past, present, future, that is the time calculation. I had my past, I am now present, and what is my future? They do not care for the future. They are so blind. There must be future. So what I am doing for the future? Just like in this life we collect some money, keep in the bank balance, so that in future, old age, I may not be in difficulty. Similarly, what a human being should do for his future life, that he does not know. Although past, present, future is there. So this is foolishness. He doesn't care for the future. So one who is foolish, without any knowledge of the future, whatever he is doing, he is defeated in ignorance, because it is ignorance. It's like a boy does not take education, does not think of future, and that's not very good. We must be prepared for the future. Future means next life. Yes. Where is that civilization? Where is that education? That people are thinking for future life. Is there any educational system at the present moment? So everything is being defeated. Parābhavastāvadabhūdha-jāto jāvanna-jikyāsatvayātma-tattam abhūdha-jāto. These rascal fools, born foolish, he does not inquire about the self-realization. So whatever he is doing, it is all defeat. He is spoiling his time, because he does not know. Ātma-tattam, the science of self-realization. So in ignorance, whatever you do, there is defeat. And they're being defeated, and they're thinking, I am victorious. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific. You are trying to save the living entity from disastrous condition. This is the aim and mission of Krishna consciousness. It is not a religious sentiment. No, it is very scientific. And we have got so many books already printed, and many books coming. Each and every one. You have seen our books?
I've seen the one that Sandhya.
Bhagavad Gita, yes.
Yes, if you read carefully, each and what carries volumes of meaning.
Yeah.
He has got the Bhagavad Gita that the Queen was reading. She was looking
at Bhagavad Gita, our Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth was looking and she gave.
Yes, as far as possible you should help everyone. How to become enlightened about his future. That is real humanitarian work. To save a human being from the future disastrous condition of life. That's like a father thinks of his son that he may not be unhappy in his future life. So it is the duty of the king, it is the duty of the father, it is the duty of the spiritual master to see that his subordinate is not fallen a victim of future disastrous life.
Didn't the Queen make some remarks about that? She said something about...
Yes, she said how marvelous it would be to completely trust Krishna.
That's very right.
She said, what a relief to be able to pass all responsibility to Krishna.
Yes, but that one has to learn how to surrender to Krishna. The sentiment is very nice. It is just beating from the royal, because she is, after all, favored. She has taken birth in the royal family. So she is not ordinary woman. Her intelligence must be extraordinary. So she has remarked like that. What is that exact word?
I think the exact word, she said, how marvelous to be able to give all responsibility to Krishna.
Yes. Krishna is ready.
Yes. And she said it with a beautiful smile.
But the thing is, from our side, Krishna expects something. Krishna is not a dead stone.
No.
Reciprocal. If you fully surrender to Krishna, then Krishna takes full responsibility. If you keep some reservation, Krishna also keeps reservation. This is it. When Krishna understands that you have fully surrendered, he takes full responsibility. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadhanmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokhyasyāmi. Krishna is always ready to take responsibility, provided we give. If we think that, let me do in my own way and Krishna be responsible for my fault, or, no, that is it. reciprocal, responsive cooperation. Krishna is always ready to cooperate. So, by the grace of Krishna, you have got some position, try to understand this great science, Krishna consciousness, and spread it whenever it is possible, whenever it is possible. That will make your life sublime. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs. Whomever you meet, you just give him the advice Krishna has given. Krishna has given all instructions, advices in the Bhagavad Gita. So you simply repeat. Your life is perfect. Krishna says, Sarvadharmaḥ pratyajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ gacchami. Let us say, you just surrender to Krishna, you'll be happy. What is the difficulty? If you fully surrender to Krishna and simply ask people that you also surrender to Krishna, where is the difficulty?
Sometimes people ask, if I surrender to God, give everything to God, then how will the state go on, how will the work, the factories, how will all of that go on?
Because that Krishna is taking responsibility. Krishna says, Aham tvā sarva pāpe bhama kaśāya. He takes responsibility. Then otherwise, what is the use of surrendering to Krishna? He takes responsibility.
It can't go wrong then.
No. Krishna said, Aham tvā sarva pāpe bhama kaśāya. Actually, Krishna is doing everything. We are thinking I am doing. We're doing nothing. Yeah, just like he has become a famous sculptor. Why you could not? Why? What is the reason? Krishna has helped him. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. When he was, Krishna says, do like this. It will be perfect like this. So Krishna is guiding. So everyone is being guided by Krishna, even in this condition of life. And when you fully surrender, how much guidance will come? Yes, imagine. Even without surrender, he is guiding. Without his guidance, you cannot do it.
It's true.
You cannot do it. You cannot do anything. Sarvasya chaham vidhi sannivishta. Mattas pratigyanam apuvancha. Krishna is guiding everyone, even an ant. Krishna is giving information. Mr. Ant, there is a grain of sugar, you can go there. Immediately goes. Otherwise, how he gets the information? For him, 100 miles away, a grain of sugar. And he goes there. You did not inform. Who informs him?
Feel this very much when one's trying to make sculpture, because it is impossible for a man. One can't do it. And one has to wait and be passive. And then
Krishna withdraws the intelligence. He cannot walk. So Krishna is guiding already. But he is guiding at the present moment according to your whims. He wanted to do this, all right. Krishna is giving it. Do it. But when he will agree to act according to the whims of Krishna, that is perfection.
How do you agree to this? How does one agree to this?
There is process.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to learn it. And in conditioned state, we act according to my whims. And in liberated state, we act according to Krishna's whims. That's all. That is the difference. That is the difference. This is the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna wanted to act according to his whims. Oh, he's not gonna fight with my grandfather, with my teacher. This was the problem. This was the problem. Krishna, no, I cannot fight. And then at last he agreed to act according to the whims of Krishna. Yes, karishe vachanamta. Nastam moho siddhilabhya. Find out this verse. Nastam moho. Whatever we are speaking, there is a difference in Bhagavad Gita. We don't speak anything according to our whims. No.
Nasto moha smitir labda tvat prasadan mayayuta titos migata sandeha krishe vachanam tava. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy, and I am now firm and free from doubt, and am prepared to act according to your instructions."
Marys, I am prepared now to act according to your whims. This is Krishna. When he was trying to act according to his whims, the necessity of instruction of Bhagavad Gita was there. And when he heard Bhagavad Gita, he is changed. Now this is all doubts and doubt. Yes, I will act according to you. And this is the thing. Very important verse. Changing. Changing the whole picture. This is Krishna consciousness. Same Arjuna, same fighting, same battlefield, everything same, but still everything is changed. The consciousness is changed. Externally nothing changed, internally changed. This change is required for perfection.
So one doesn't have to give up his...
No. Arjuna was a soldier, he was a fighter. The battlefield was there. The war was there. Everything is there. He did not. He took to Krishna consciousness. Does not mean he gave up the field and went. He remained there. But simply the consciousness was changed. He was not willing to fight on his own account. He changed his opinion. Yes, now I shall fight. By your grace, my all doubts are now gone. This is the path. This is perfection. That's the picture, how Krishna is guiding Arjuna. One, the rains are falling.
Yes.
Right. One said, just here. How nice picture.
This picture is in George's album.
Yeah. When I was young, my mother died. I was very unhappy, and I read the bit where Krishna says to Arjuna that which is real always exists, and that which isn't real never existed at all. And then I stopped being unhappy. But this, because this book is, it tells you everything.
This Bhagavad Gita, as it is, should be very widely spread and thoroughly read by the civilized man.
But it's read in this country by the intelligent people, but as literature, they don't think it applies to
it
themselves.
It applies to everyone.
Yeah.
What is there? Yes, Krishna, Arjuna said, yes. Whatever you say, I'll do. My all doubts, they don't do. What Krishna wants, we can act according to it. That is Krishna.
But not everyone has the benefit of the personal instruction of Krishna. Then how does he know?
He's presently there, the spiritual master. If you are not in direct contact with Krishna, but your direct contact with his representative, what is the difference? Just like in a big office, or in the government, is everyone in direct contact with the Queen? But there are different departments. There is no realization. So Krishna is helping from without, from within. Within he is a super soul, and without a spiritual mind. So he is ready to help you both ways. Utilize his mercy when your life is perfect. He is ready to help you from within and from without. Krishna is so kind. The kindness, the mercifulness of Krishna, nobody can repay. In every birth, he is with me, canvassing. Why you are acting whimsically? Just turn towards me. That's where he's going, along with the living entity in every kind of body, either as demigod's body or a hog's body. It's still Krishna is there. Sarvasya chaham vidishan nivishta. Give him some prasad.
They said it would be coming any moment.
Huh?
They're bringing some prasad.
Is there any other paper? Yeah. It is a very impressive picture.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. And they came a rival for Nelson. So this movement is a rival. Days were there, British Empire. So Nelson was a hero. Now, Krishna is going to be hero in this country. It It is a good admission, a rival for Nelson. Actually, it should be.
No one even remembers Nelson. I never heard of him.
Lord Nelson, he fought the Spanish battle, I think.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He died but became victorious. Yes. I think during Queen last Elizabeth's time or something.
Yes, the last words, England expects that every man this day will do his duty. Mm. Hold up. He was a hero because he died young, I think.
Maybe, I don't know. But Nelson, Lord Nelson, was a famous man, soldier.
Now the pigeons are sitting on his head. Huh? Now the pigeons are sitting on his head.
I've just come from Morocco. I've been with the King of Morocco, who is, it's very strange because he is an absolute ruler. And when an ordinary man is an absolute ruler, it's rather dangerous.
No, you know? The man is really Krishna's representative, then it is all right.
Yeah.
Is he a pious man?
Yes, he prays 5 times a day. He's a Muslim.
The king should be representative of God. That is ideal king. But if he thinks that this kingdom is my property and let me enjoy for my sense enjoyment, then it is all gone. If he thinks himself as representative of God, just like we think, therefore we are after our disciples, do this, do that, do that, do that. So we want to see that my disciples also become Krishna conscious. Similarly, it is the king's duty to see that every citizen becomes God conscious. Then he is representative of God. That is the first duty. The division must be there, and it is the duty of the king to see that everyone is discharging according to his responsibility. That is king's duty. A Brahmin is acting exactly like Brahmin. A Kshatriya is acting exactly like Kshatriya. A Vaishya is like that. It is the duty of the king to see that nobody is unemployed. Everyone is engaged in his own occupational duty. That is the, and they must feel security of life, property, anxiety. That is perfect. That here at the present moment, nobody is confident whether he'll leave after an hour or anyone can take your property and life at any moment. There is no protection. There is no protection. And so for anxiety, there is no length and breadth. People are always full of anxiety. Unemployment. These things should not be there. No unemployment, no anxiety, no feelings of insecurity, and that is good government. Nowadays there are police force, but what is the use of this police force? You go on the street, somebody stabs you, what police can do? If somebody takes away your money, from your personal pocket, what the police can do. They'll take some note.
That one boy who stole from us, I told the police, we told him exactly where he was at the airport, Manchester. He's going on flight such and such to America tomorrow. Plenty of time to apprehend him. They didn't do anything. They came, oh, they sent one inspector to take notes.
That's
many notes.
He was less though. A taxes. No security. And 99% taxes. You see the fun. They are very much accurate to take taxes, and there is no guarantee of security. This is...
Has it ever been perfect?
Has
it ever been on earth in the material world perfect with it?
Oh, yes.
It has.
5,000 years ago, it was all perfect. The whole world, this planet, was being ruled by one king. And they are all happy. That is in the history, 5,000 years ago. Maybe less than 3,000 years ago. The history was different. The difficulty is that as soon as one is lost of his culture, he becomes an enemy. Harmena hina pasavi sama. That is the difference between human being and animal. Human being must be with culture. Animal cannot be culture. So a human being without culture is no better than animal. That culture is lost. They have missed the aim of life.
They think they have culture. They think they have culture.
What is this culture? A human being is killing so many animals, innocent animals. Is that culture? They're less than animals. Who kills? The tiger kills. Ferocious. The human being. Killing innocent animals. In Christian religion, therefore, thou shalt not kill. But they're killing. What is the culture? Killing culture. That is not culture. What do you think?
It must be silent.
Yes. How a human being can kill another human being or another animal. Unnecessary. And if you kill, there is law. Life for life. But they have made laws for human being. When an animal is killed, he is not a criminal. But in God laws he cannot avoid. If you have killed an ant, you must be responsible. That is God's law. You can avoid man-made law, but you cannot avoid God-made law. That you cannot. You must be responsible. If you kill an ant, even without knowledge, you are responsible. Such subtle laws are there. So we must know our responsibility. Without knowledge, if we kill, we are responsible. And with knowledge, there is no question. Where is that culture? They advertise, leave and let leave. What is that? Do they, actually? They want to leave at the expense of others. Why not let leave others? What is that culture?
Now there is a famous cinema being shown called Live and Let Die.
That is good culture. Yeah.
Favorite, everyone likes it.
Yeah, let others die, you live.
And yet Arjuna had to fight in the war, didn't he? In the Bhagavad Gita, he still had to. But it didn't matter him killing if it was Krishna's responsibility.
Fighting or killing, when it is done for under the guidance of Krishna, that is the difference.
Yeah, I see.
Just like a soldier fights on behalf of the king, and the more he kills, he gets medal. The same soldier, as soon as he kills one man, he's hanged. He cannot say, the soldier, that in the battlefield I killed hundreds and hundreds of men and I was rewarded. Now I have killed only one man, I am being hanged. What is this? Why? He is hanged. Because he killed on his own account. And in the battlefield he killed on the state's account, he was rewarded. So there is a difference between killing.
Yeah.
When there is real righteous fight for good cause, that fighting is all right. Just like the state gives punishment to one person, man should be hanged, killing. Who is blaming the state? Oh, the state is killing this man. That is right. It is good for you. There is Manusangita, there is good background. So similarly, everything is good when it is done for the good and God is good. That is Krishna. And everything is bad when it is done for Maya. That's all. So these wars are declared not for Krishna's sake, by the politicians' whims. So they must be responsible for this war.
It's more
like
the
Vietnam? Any war. They create the whims. Anything you do whimsically, you're responsible. Anything you do. Why fighting? Anything.
It's funny that John F. Kennedy, he started that Vietnam War and he was shot down later.
He started that war?
Yeah.
What is the position now of Nixon? He's going to be impeached?
Practically he is without...
He's cornered now.
Yeah. He's lost all respect.
Prestige. Still, if he sticks to his position, that is his foolishness. He should have resigned. A bright man, all right, you do not like me, I resign. Then hold. Things that we quashed off. But he's a foolish man, he's sticking to his position.
Prashad will be here in a few minutes. Our position, I guess, is just to make it an easy choice for people. Our position is just to make it an easy choice.
Yeah.
To come to Krishna consciousness.
But choice means a child cannot be given for choice. He must be forced. Right? Child is a rascal. So you cannot give him choice. You must do it. That's all.
Like our festivals.
Yeah.
It makes
it
easier.
It is very nice. It is what is called non-violent. We ask everyone, come and join. You saw our procession yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Many thousand people joined us from 2 o'clock up to 8 o'clock. 6 hours. At last the police had to ask them to go out. Is it not good on me?
I didn't know. I know they were...
They were not leaving Trafalgar Square. So, it is a very nice movement, very serious movement. You are known to so many big, big men. Try to induce them to understand a serious movement. If leading men take something seriously, others follow. At the present moment, the world situation is not very good. And it will deteriorate more and more if they do not take to Krishna consciousness or God. When you speak Krishna, that means God.
You.
What is your idea of God?
Everything.
Yeah.
It seems I've thought of it, of course, many times, as every intelligent person has. But it's my idea of God is the consciousness of the whole world, of the all that we could possibly envisage. Its consciousness is that's God, and we're the little bits of it. Would you tell me?
Complete in everything. That is the conception of God. Complete in power, complete in knowledge, complete in beauty, complete in opulence. Everything complete. That is the conception of God. Everything complete. There is no scarcity. Everything complete, unlimited. So, what is your idea of this material creation? Material means so much land, so much water, so much air, so much fire. So who created this?
Well, God created it. And it seems to be the aspect of God that we are attached to.
Huh?
But what I'd rather you tell me something.
This material world is like an aspect of God that we are attached to, but the God behind we don't know.
Yeah. That is our foolishness, that we do not know that behind this material cosmic manifestation there is God. That information we get from Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhakshena prakriti siyati sacharacharam. That means this cosmic manifestation is creation of God. This vast water is created by God. The vast land is created by God. Everything is created by God. Do you believe in that?
Yes.
That's nice. So, if everything is created by God, then when you create something, is it your property or God's property?
Of God's.
That's it.
Yeah. But it feels like it when one creates it. One's surprised and didn't know what it was going to be like and cannot claim it.
No. However, God supplies the ingredient. That just like you are working on stone. But who has supplied the stone?
Is this I can understand?
Yes.
Because
then you are working on the stone with your intelligence. But who has supplied the intelligence? You are working with your hand, but who has supplied the hand? In this way, if we consider that everything belongs to God, therefore the result must be given to God. This is Krishna consciousness.
Sometimes one gets in the way, sometimes one, when one's own wishes intrude, one can spoil what's being made by trying to put one's own ideas at the wrong time.
Yeah.
But at other times, even with somebody as bad at it as me, something else does come through, doesn't it? The what should be there, one senses and stands back and lets it come.
Sometimes it is not successful.
When we try artificially to impose our idea on something, say a sculpture, sometimes we make a mistake, it comes out not good.
That mistake, you are responsible.
Yeah.
Because at the present moment, as I told you, we are acting according to our wings. So if there is mistake, then I am responsible.
Sometimes they call inspiration. They say, oh, I've been inspired. And they create something beautiful by automatically almost. What is that inspiration?
That inspiration means you created an idea that I want to do like that. And because you are persistent to act, God helps you, all right? Yeah. And that is inspiration. But you are responsible. God gives you, you are persistent that I must have it. All right, do it. We should not do that. Unless it is desired by God, we should not act anything. That is bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma anapritam anukullena krishna anusita. Anna vilasita sunnam. You should not have any desire for your satisfaction. Then it is God's response. Jnana karmadana
pratam. What if there is some desire to make something beautiful to give to Krishna? If one wants to be...
Well, Krishna will accept not from any ordinary man, unless you are a devotee. If you think that I shall do something for Krishna without having any relationship with Krishna, how Krishna will accept it? Krishna accepts only from the devotee. He does not accept anything from anyone else. He's not in want. He's not in want. He's complete in himself. But when a devotee gives in love and faith, he accepts. All right. Thank you. That is another thing. Otherwise, he doesn't require anything from you. What beautiful thing you can give to Krishna? He can create 1,000 times beautiful things. What power you have got? Why should you desire like that? But if you are devotee, either it is beautiful or ugly, doesn't matter. If you give to Krishna in good faith, he'll accept. It doesn't matter. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Patram puspam palam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. He doesn't require anything. But bhaktya, in devotion and love, if anyone offers him little leaf, flower, tadaham asnami, I accept, he said. A little flower, a little leaf, what benefit will do to Krishna limited? But he says, still I accept, because it is offered in faith and devotion. And that is a different thing.
It's funny too, when David went to see the queen one day, he took 15 of our small rubies. They're not worth much compared to her crown jewels.
Oh yes, certainly.
But he told her that they were like, she said, well, what shall I do with them? And he said, well, they're, consider them, Your Majesty, like flowers offered to you by one of your subjects. And she became very pleased to see it like that.
Yeah. What is the value of those jewels? But if some citizen offers in good faith and love, she accepts.
Is it right thinking to think that one, although one can't give anything, Krishna of course has everything, should one not praise him?
No, no.
Because...
You should praise him, certainly. That is bhakti.
Because
yes. Prasadam prapti matrena bhuktabham. Was it halwa?
Yes.
Yes, bananas and cream. The cream of, in England is
excellent. If the monarch becomes ideal, it will be very nice.
Yeah. There's still a feeling, well, in all other countries, everyone thinks, I can become the leader, I can become president, I can become prime minister. But in this country, everyone still must think, I cannot become king, I cannot become queen. Feeling of something higher.
I'm making also the new coins for this country, and they were thinking of leaving off the words fid def, which means in Latin defender of the faith, and I refused to do it if they left that off the coin, because it's the most important. It means she's it acknowledges that she is the although it's only a tradition, but she is the defender of the faith of the people. And they said, oh, this is just now an archaism, but I've got them to keep it in. Praise, I feel, and I may be wrong, I was going to ask you, when I make a piece of sculpture the other day I made two dancing figures, they were just a boy and a girl dancing, but I felt that this was praising God, because these were as God, I tried to make them as God had made them, and in joy and just simple but happy. And is this presumptuous, or is this right to try to praise the creation by making sculpture?
Oh yes.
That's all right. Yeah. Because one sometimes feels that one doesn't know enough about it to do this, you know?
Better than that is to praise the Creator.
This sculpting is such a nice art. I'm very fortunate someone has such a skill.
You can cut so many pastimes of God. Krishnas. In India, the sculptor used to do like that.
Everywhere, all over the world, artist's business was to make scenes of spiritual scenes.
There's no great art that isn't religious, that isn't to do about God. There's art about man is already debased, isn't it? This must be. But I feel that if one... even people like me, the ordinary people making ordinary things, if it is praising nature, because nature is an aspect of God, isn't it? And a pure one, not spoiled. You know, that's what I tell myself. One makes a bird, if it has the feeling that because Krishna breathed life into it and made it, and if one can reproduce this and get the spirit of it, that's praising.
Yes, that is also indirect praising, but you can't praise him directly.
I think part of the trouble with our modern age is that no one has any information about God.
They do not know what is God.
Yeah. They can't praise him directly because they don't know what he looks like or what he does.
What is this behind the halwa?
Behind?
Something is coming out white.
Cream.
Oh, they probably put cream in it.
Oh. So, how do you like our philosophy?
How do I like
it? Our philosophy?
I like it and admire it very much. I don't know. I don't know very much.
No,
about
it. But it's, you know, 1 day or 1 minute. How can you know? But our basic principles of philosophy.
Yeah. I was more or less brought up. My mother told me when I was very small that the Bhagavad Gita was the most important book in the world, and the Upanishads and the Vedas. And
you're fortunate.
I've always known that it was true, but one's knowledge is very shallow. It's always felt true. Is what I mean, because an artist, you know, a sculptor goes more by feeling than by thinking. You know?
Sometimes, by your convenience, you can come to our temple and see how they are executing devotion.
Also, one can tell a little bit about your teaching by the people one knows who are taught. I know Sam and I know George, and they've changed. George has grown much more than the others. I knew them when they were very young, you know. George now has gained enormously in spiritual stature.
He's a very intelligent boy.
Oh, yes. But he now is wise as well as just clever.
Uh-huh. He's fortunate.
And so, from this,
yes.
I think.
Shyam Sundar has tried his utmost to convince him about Krishna consciousness. That cantilo.
Because it went on so long, we didn't stop. He said other religions will come for a short time.
Give him some more puris.
Mm. Mm. Oh, I'm doing very well.
And some of you wash hands.
Yeah. He's bringing. You can take.
To spend some time, a day or something, making also your form into stone. Is that, or into some metal, is that all right?
Well, what I am insignificant. I have no objection. Some of our artists may paint this picture. I liked it.
It's a very good photo.
Yes.
It was taken in such a way so that the cart looks like it is almost as tall as Nelson's column. Very
cool.
Fisheye lens.
Very clever person who has thought up this idea.
No other publication.
I didn't see the newspapers today. I saw two or three, but on Sunday the reporters do not work. So if there were reporters coming, they came outside of their work hours. Some I heard on television last night, though, there was a half-hour program. Wasn't it? You saw?
On the news, they had a long sequence.
You have seen?
No, Ron Chor said it was very first class. Every statement was very positive.
What was that word you said? They were praising? Glorifying.
Glorified.
They glorified the whole parade on the television.
Oh.
They didn't make fun of it or like that.
Nobody should make fun.
It wasn't just an objective report, but they said it was good, it was nice, it had good feeling.
Yeah, everyone appreciated it.
The last thing they said on the program was, perhaps this will give us something to think about for a long time.
Oh, yes, I did.
No one could deny they have never seen such a colorful parade, so full of festivity.
So I am very glad that you have come and have taken prasadam with us.
Thank you, sir.
And we had very good talks also. I am very glad.
I'm hoping George will come tomorrow. He's indicated he would come Tuesday.
There is basin you can wash your hands. Wash the dishes.
Even at night, the sun is shining still. Or the day is night.
Yes, there is basinic in us.
Yes.
I think I'm eating more here. Is it not?
Yes.
I could not eat. In India.
And it's not causing any trouble either.
At least not yet.
Not yet.
Which I must have improved. Otherwise I'm eating. I could not eat.
No hunger.
No hunger.
It's so hot. It's so hot there, you don't want to eat.
Yes.
It bothers me.
That's nice talk. Sublime. Sublime.
The subject matter is sublime.
This boy that you were talking to this
afternoon.
Now
everything's
finished. That's all.
Now you must
sit
scurrying around
to
anyone.
Wash your hands,
Papa.
What is that?
It's like
to wash your hands,
Papa. I have done it. Now you can dispute about yours. They are finished.
This is a nice book, Upadesha Brita.
You have seen it?
Yes. Tries to praise the Creator by directly with his ability. What
How does he know what to do?
There are so many standard prayers.
By his work, I mean.
Yes. To glorify God means the glorified the nature also. Just like here is a poem in Burma. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti swase swasudhadi vibhuti vinnam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesa bhutam govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. Now, the whole creation is there. Jasya prabha prabhavato, on account of the bodily rays of Krishna Govinda, which is called Brahma Jyoti, just like an account of the sunshine, the whole universe is existing. So similarly, there is a sign, bodily signing, which is called Brahma Jyoti. So when the Brahma Jyoti is there, then innumerable universes are created. Just saprabha prabhavatu. When the effulgence, Brahma Jyoti is there, innumerable universes are created. Just saprabha prabhavatu. Jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means universe. Koti. Anywhere. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti su vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam. And in each universe is pregnated with innumerable number of planets. And each planet has got different atmosphere. Now the whole universe is this kind. Govindamadi purusantam. Jasya prabha, the beginning, whose effulgence has created. That means simultaneously you praise his creation, at the same time you get the universal knowledge. How many universes are there, how they are situated, what is the atmosphere, everything, you get a glimpse of idea at the same time. Govindamani Purusham. This is the way.
So, you see, in the creation of God, it also traces back to the Creator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Creation means the Creator. Just like when I see the picture of so many sculptors, so who has done it? I come to David. Mm. To appreciate the creation means you have to come to the point appreciating the Creator, otherwise it is not finished. Or your knowledge is imperfect still. So these scientists, they are simply trying to study the creation. They have no knowledge about the Creator. That is the defect. Neither do they try, neither they can understand. They are so foolish and poor fond of knowledge. They should try to understand the Creator also. Then the knowledge is perfect. Just like the scientists, they are theorizing that life began from matter, chemicals. But where from the chemicals came? That is inception and knowledge. They said chemicals exist. We have no such experience. Just like we ate some puris, puris had to be created. Not that existed. It is existing, but when I require, I have to create it. This is a crude example. The chemicals Where from the chemicals came? Oh, that is answer in the Bhagavad Gita. In this way you have to study. Simply to study the creation, that is imperfect knowledge. When you come to the Creator, then it is perfect. It's like if you see simply his sculptures, so many things, that is not perfect knowledge. Why this book is David Way? Now you go to the Creator. And the all appreciation is there. Credit is given there. And that is perfect. Otherwise you see so many stones are there, figures are there. But when you study that this is the creation of such and such artist, sculptor, and he's such and such, then that is perfect. Study.
Just like by my knowing David, it's very easy to understand his sculpture.
Yeah.
But someone who's just seeing his sculpture, they don't know what...
No, that is not perfect now.
They don't know what he's like.
Yes. That is not perfect now. Perfect knowledge is when you understand the Creator. What do you think?
I think, yes. I'm not sure that the analogy, I think with the greatest, well, it is true, because with the greatest sculpture, one that does get to the full understanding. But if one really understands the universe, well, one would see God, I suppose.
No.
No.
You have to penetrate. You have to understand who has created this universe.
Yes. But if a great artist was no longer alive, people would still appreciate.
God is not like that, no longer.
I know, that's what I mean. The analogy falls down now, doesn't it? Yeah.
God is not like that.
But you're saying that it's better to first penetrate and understand God, then understand the universe.
Yes, that is perfect knowledge.
Before understanding, trying to understand God by the universe. Yeah.
And science almost denies the existence of God in order to exist, doesn't it?
That is a rascal. These rascals say like that. Anyone who denies the existence of God, he is rascal number one. Immediately. And anyone, he may be a great scientist or philosopher, let him come. If he says that I don't believe in God, then I shall prove that you are rascal number one. That I shall prove.
We'll bring you some scientists.
Yes. So many scientists, psychologists, philosophers came to me.
But the greatest scientists have are the humblest.
Yeah. That is real knowledge. When one becomes humbler, oh, God is so great. That is real scientist. I think Professor Einstein, he admitted.
Yes, he said that I want to know how God created the universe.
Yes.
Everything else is
that details. Means he is still thinking my knowledge is imperfect because I do not know about God. That is real scientist.
Just studying one small part of God's creation.
Oh, yes.
Is,
you see how nicely God has created this flower. How nice artist he is, how he has put the color exactly to the same point. So there is no hand. This is foolishness. What is going on? There is hand of God, but how his hand is working, we do not know. That is explained in the Vedas. Parasa Sakti Vividhaiva Sriyata. He has got so subtle power that it is working, but we are saying that it is automatically being done. But it is working. It is working. Just like we work to paint one flower, you require a brass collar, and so many things. Similarly, he also requires. But his requirements are supplied so quickly that we see it is being out of date. That is it, because he is so perfect and unlimited that his working capacity we cannot follow. These are explained in the Upanishad, that God has no leg, but he can go so fast that nobody can compete with him. These are the statesmen and the Upanishad. That he goes so fast that nobody can compete with him. Nobody can go with him. That is God's energy. So when it is said God has no leg, that means he has no this imperfect leg. He has got so perfect leg that nobody can walk with him. This is the idea. Not that God has no leg. He has got leg, but not this rascal leg. After walking 3 miles, that's finished. Not leg. Not leg. Pashyati achakshu. He sees, but he has no eyes. These are the statesmen in the Veda. He has no eyes. Just like we have got eyes, but we cannot see beyond this wall. But he can see everyone's heart, what he is thinking, what he is doing, everything. You cannot hide anything from his seeing. Pashyati, that is his seeing. Pashyati achakhu. As soon as we hear something seeing, immediately understand the relative term that one must have eyes to see. When the Veda says achakhu, immediately warns that don't think God has got eyes like you. Because as soon as we think of eyes, we think of our eyes. We cannot think that there can be eyes which can penetrate everywhere. We cannot think of them. Therefore, they become impersonalist. Because we rascals, when we think of God's personality, we think of our personality. So we are imperfect, therefore how God can be person? He must be. Just opposite. Imperfect knowledge. They cannot think, these impersonalists, that God is personal, but all his bodily construction is perfect. Sachidananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. That they can think. That means poor fund of knowledge. The impersonal cannot think that having eyes, how one can see everything all at a time, past, present and future. But that is impossible by us, because we have got imperfect eyes. Therefore they conclude, no eyes. He must be without eyes. Imperfect conclusion.
So if God is a person with eyes, legs, he stays in one place?
Again, the same. You are comparing with yourself. Because your person can stay in one place only. That means you are simply comparing the personality of Godhead with your personality. That you have to forget. He stays everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akila atma bhuta. Therefore you have to consult the authoritative Vedic literature. This answer is there. The Goloka eva nivasati. He is living in Goloka Vrindavan. Still he is everywhere. You cannot think of. You are in this apartment. You are not in your office. But Krishna, although he is in Goloka Vrindavan, he is everywhere, in everyone's heart. He is seeing everything. That you can imagine. How it is possible? That means he wants to compare you with your, this foolish, imperfect personality with God's personality. That is our difference. He is distinct from our personality, but he is a person. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka ju bahunam vidudhati kaman. He is also a person like us, he is also a living entity like us. But what is the difference? He is the maintainer, we are maintained. How many person you can maintain? A family of two children and one wife, you are embarrassed. And he is maintaining everything. Any one of living entities, he is supplying food, everyone. He is supplying food, the ants within the hole of your room. There are thousands of ants. You are not supplying food. How are they getting food? Similarly, go to the African jungle. There are thousands and millions of elephants. They eat a one at a huge fan. He is giving food. Eka ju bahunang vidurati kama. In the air, within the water, there are so many living entities. In the air, there are so many living entities. On the land, there are so many living entities. Everywhere. How is feeling? That is the distinction between God's personality and our personality. We are embarrassed to maintain a family of 4 or 5 members, and he is maintaining the whole family. Not only one planet, there are innumerable planets, and not only innumerable planets, one universe, then innumerable universes. And these, all these taken together, this is 1/4 creation of God. So 3/4 creation of every spiritual world. Just imagine how big it is. All of them being maintained by that one. This is different. Come on. Ego ju bahunang vidudhati kama. This is the distinction. Hare Krishna. So you can at any time visit our temple, you can understand, try to understand the conception of God. We shall try to explain. But we can at least, so far our knowledge is concerned, we have got a clear conception of God. What is meant by God? Therefore, we do not accept the so-called dogs as God. No. So many people come, I am God, I am God. We kick on their face. We don't accept. We don't accept such cheap gods. God is one and is all power. That is our conception. We are all servants of God. If anyone says that I'm servant of God, he is welcome. He is my master. The servant of God is my master. And if anyone claims to become God, I kick on his face. This is all. Because he's pretender, cheater, he should be punished immediately. So there are other papers also published. You have seen? No.
Are
You saw inside the pictures? Yeah. But this picture is really...
Yeah. The other pictures were quite revealing too, because they showed Englishmen, Indian people, foreigners, everyone.
Everyone, yeah. And they were declared that we have distributed free prasad.
Yeah. Yeah. To all and sundry.
Yes.
You should write and ask a prince, they'll send you a proper prince of from the paper.
Oh, that's a good idea. We'll try to get the photograph of that original photograph. Mm. From the paper.
That would be very nice.
We can use it in our magazine.
Mm.
Cover photo.
Yeah.
Make it a cover photo for a magazine.
Arrival of Nelson.
Yeah, arrival of Nelson. Just before, maybe 2 months ago, the boy who was in charge of Rath Yatra, Mahavishnu, he was in so much torment because where was the money going to come from to create such an extravaganza? He wanted to have the best festival ever made. And suddenly he got a letter in the mail, your aunt has died, has left you £8,000.
<That's sweet.
laughs> So with that money he has spent everything for Krishna, just to glorify. He even printed the magazine, everything.
His aunt's money has been properly utilized. What is that?
Your translate?
Translation? Yes, everything is ready. Well, who has taken that Chaitanya Charitamrita? He has not come back?
He's returned with his suitcase, and yours is at the airport. They would not give it to him because it was in my name. So they gave a form. I have to fill out the form, and then anyone can pick it up.
Well, we can go tonight. Make out the
form. Those are open in all 24 hours.
Yeah, make out the form. I'll
go right now. I still phone if they're open.
24 hours.
Oh, then that's fine. They do it. I think you have to pay some money.
Yes, of course.
That's right. We tried to sell your coin today, but it's only worth 3 or 4 pounds.
That's not bad.
We went to
₹1.
That's not bad for ₹1.
Yeah.
So that's why there's this mint 1835. Rupee piece, sure. Yeah.
Indian rupee.
And we thought it might be pretty valuable, so old, more than 100 years. Mm-hmm. We went to 3 places, and I said 3-4 pounds.
So highest bid, what?
Highest bid I got was 1 pound. They said if it was in mint condition, we'd get 2 pounds.
Yes.
He said if it was in perfect condition, mint condition, then he would give me 2 pounds. But in this condition, only 1 pound. He brought out many samples of old rupees with different people on.
You said 3 pounds?
He told me. He said 2 or 3, it's only worth 2 or 3 pounds.
One man said 3 pounds.
Why don't you say it to that?
It's probably worth, if we go around the city, we can probably get 4 pounds for it somehow.
No, get the best price and sell it.
All right.
I don't want any antique.
Yeah. Oh, this. Which king is this?
That's William.
Oh, King William. The British.
I think Queen Victoria's father, King William. Is it not?
Mm-hmm. When David was commissioned by the Queen's husband, Duke of Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
He went before a committee of the Duke and how many details?
12.
he won a competition over many others for that privilege to make the coins. And his point was that the Queen Mother, or the Queen on the coin, it should not be false representation. It should be you're telling us that it should be as she is, depicted as she is. And they did not agree. But then he showed her, he showed them an old British coin. What year was it?
Yes, well, Queen Elizabeth I, a gold coin, a very beautiful one. And I said this was a work of art, and I showed them. It's a very beautiful thing. And I said, I could do you one like that. So I got the job. But he was very annoyed.
East India Company, it says on there.
Yeah.
So the coins were given out by the East India Company.
Yes. First of all, the British had went there as East India Company to have trade connection.
Disguise. So we should sell it for any price?
Yes. formerly people could purchase any amount of coins from the currency.
From who?
From the currency, government currency.
Government.
Any amount of coins. In our childhood, why our childhood, even when we were young men, the India generally, they like guinea gold, British guinea, what is called? Pound?
One pound.
So in India it was available, any amount, you pay price and take, and they would melt it and make ornament, that guinea gold. There was no restriction. You can purchase any amount.
Why all of a sudden it changed?
Huh? Why suddenly? They have lost all gold. There is no gold, simply paper. That's all. Simply blessing. Yes, you'll get money. But you'll never get. In the bank also, any amount of gold you can purchase. Bank was canvassing. They will take gold from us. Mm. She said, no, where those gold gone? Nowhere, all over the world, you cannot purchase gold. Even in America.
You can purchase some places, but the price is so high for small men.
Zurich, you can get.
Yes, it's
but you cannot get out with the gold.
No, officially not.
Suppose you purchase gold there, if you want to take out, they will not allow.
Not if they find it.
Eh?
Officially, no, they will not.
And these currency notes, the price has, commodity has gone so up due to this rascal currency. Because your enemy country, they print counterfeit and they overflood in the market. Now how you can check it? You cannot check. I know during what time a Chinese man was coming in Calcutta and he had a purchasing agent. He was my friend. So he would come and he would give a list of goods, especially rare medicines. And he would deposit with him a bunch of notes. You spend, purchase, and whatever. That means all those notes are counterfeit.